last week we began to talk about this thing that, man, everybody's looking for, but hardly nobody can get their hands on or nobody can find. This thing that's so important that so many people are looking for is this thing called rest. Now we want to step back and we want to look at Jesus one more time and apply who Jesus is to our life. Jesus, number one, is your righteousness. We waste so much time in our lives on self-justification. By that I mean we live our lives trying to show that we are good enough to earn God's favor and His love. We try to restore the clothing that ultimately we lost in the garden. Here's the thing. When that is our mentality, we'll never enjoy spiritual rest. Because we're always struggling to say, God, look at me. Here I am. Look at what I'm doing for you. You see, Jesus restores us by His love and His acceptance because He died on the cross for us, and now He clothes us with His righteousness. Christ gives righteousness as a gift. So now we have God's approval and His acceptance. There's nothing we can do that will make God love us any more or any less. Secondly, Christ is now my identity. One of the reasons we never rest is because we're always trying to prove ourselves. We try to prove our value in one way or another, and it's done through our work. Remember the classic movie Rocky. And in Rocky I, remember Adrian, his girlfriend or future wife, was worried because he was getting ready to go 15 rounds and fight. Yeah, getting ready to fight Apollo. And Adrian said, you know, Rocky, why you got to fight? And Rocky's answer was, because if I can go 15 rounds with a world champion, I know I'm not a bum. Listen, a lot of us are living life like that. Maybe for you, it's not going 15 rounds with a world champion, but it's earning a degree, or it's getting a promotion, or it's getting married, or it's having a family. Then I'll be worth something. Then I'll have identity. So many are trying hard to lift themselves out of bumness, or really out of nakedness, to have value. The problem is, if you're able to go 15 rounds, the next one to show up is that crazy, oh, it's Mr. T. And then if you go 15 rounds with Mr. T, well, then there's that crazy Russian that shows up after that. And before you know it, you're making Rocky 99. Because there's always going to be another thing you've got to climb to prove your value or your worth. Only Christ can give you inner rest. He is the only one who can save you. Hebrews 2:11. He says, so now Jesus and the ones He makes holy have the same Father. That's why Jesus is not ashamed to call them His brothers and sisters. Remember who your identity is in. Your identity is in Jesus Christ. You are His brother or you are His sister, and your Heavenly Father is your Father. And they are not ashamed of you. You belong to Him. And God will provide, you can rest assured. Without Christ, you will work even when you are resting. With Christ, the crazy thing is, you can rest even when you're working. So Christ is my righteousness, Christ is my identity, and Christ now is my security. Let me read you another passage from Deuteronomy 5:15. It says this, remember that you were once slaves in Egypt, but the Lord your God brought you out with His strong hand and powerful arm. That is why the Lord your God has commanded you to rest on the Sabbath day. What is he saying? He's saying, don't you think if I brought you out of Egypt that I am not able to take care of you now? Paul is basically saying the same thing in Romans 8:32 when he says this, since God did not spare even His own Son, but gave Himself up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Remember that what Paul is saying is that God saved you when you were an enemy of his. He came and rescued you, and he saved your soul. If he has saved your soul when you were lost, won't he now even more take care of you now that you're his friend, now that you're his family member, now that you belong to him? That God will even take care of you more, that you have security in him. So why does he attach us to the Sabbath? Because it comes back the way that we think. It brings us back around to the Sabbath command that says, take one day week off, because you're allowing God room to take care of you. Otherwise, you're working 7 days a week trying to take care of you. And God is saying, give me 1/7 of your week and let me prove that I can take care of you. You're trusting God. It's a way of resting. So Christ is my righteousness. Christ is my identity. Christ is my security. And now Christ is my priority. You've got to stop every once in a while and ask, why are you doing what you're doing? What's it all about? It's amazing how quickly our worlds consume us. And we get so caught up in our world that we forget that we're living for another world to come. That we forget that why we are here to glorify God, to love God, and to love others. Isn't it amazing how many times we don't ask the fundamental question, what is life about? What is it about? Who is it all for? Where am I going? Why am I here? When I get in the car, I get so easily distracted. Man, we start driving down the road, and the first thing I want to know is, what is Gidget doing? And she's 9 times out of 10 working on schoolwork. And so I want to read what the kids are doing. So I'm trying to drive and look. And then I'm interested in what the kids are doing in the back. And I'm looking through the back view mirror. And then if I see a sign, my eyes go over there. Or my eyes go over here. My wife often tells me this. She says, Lee, she says, you only have one job, and that is to drive this car, because you have precious cargo. And I go, oh yeah, that's right. That's my job. Drive this car. And I refocus, and I get my tent, and I do well for about a half a mile or so, but I will focus and drive down the road. That's how I feel like a lot of us are in life, though. Like, we're driving down the road, and we got one job, to glorify Jesus Christ in our life. It's the only job we have been given. It's to glorify him. It's not to promote a political candidate. It's not to do this or that. Our one job is to honor Christ. That's all we have to do. But we get so distracted by what's going on in the world here and what's going on in the world there, that we can't stay focused on making Christ our priority. The problem is, it will rob you of your spiritual rest. If you focus on what your main priority is, which is to glorify God, you'll find that you will experience more spiritual rest in your life. That's why the Sabbath is brought up in this passage so many times. Because he's telling us in the Sabbath, look, if you will make God a priority and you will take one day off, completely off, and you will honor him on that day, then you will find a spiritual rest in your life. It's a day that you refocus and go, what's my main job again? My main job is to glorify Christ. God will take care of the rest. It's putting God first. So Christ is my righteousness. Christ is my identity. Christ is my security. Christ is my priority. If you believe these four things about Jesus, then you can have rest in your soul.